Okay, I'm recording. Okay. Well, you know, Bex will be here soon. But what happens to the Cowboys, man? What the man, this I thought it was gonna be like Cowboys versus 49ers at the NFC Championship.
Yes, but that's what I thought too. But as a longtime Cowboy fan, I was always worried that we are going to beat ourselves, and that's what we did. Dang. We beat ourselves. I mean, I have not seen anybody that wide open ever, man, in an NFL game. I thought I was watching a college football game.
And I didn't see none of the games and stuff, but just looking at scores. But once I saw that, I was like, wow. And then, like, the Chiefs knocked the Dolphin out. I thought Dolphin had a chance, but, well, again, it was the Chiefs. So, really, you know, but on my fantasy football, all my players were Chiefs, so I don't think I was giving no Dolphins a chance.
Yeah.
Even though Dolphins my team, but I was like, I'll be honest. I didn't just be like, oh, I like the Chiefs.
Yeah. I didn't think they really had much of a chance because of the cold weather. I mean, it was like -4 degrees, and the real feel was like -27. So, I mean, with them used to playing in Miami, and with the record of playing record of 1-6 versus teams that are .500 or better, really didn't have much faith in the Dolphins.
Yeah. What else? Oh, the Rams and the Lions. The Lions, they're really.
Yeah.
I think I was seeing some promo where they're. Quarterback or something used to play for the Lions and stuff, but he left. Yeah. And he was like, oh, it'd probably be nice out there. And I'm like, no, they're going to make a statement because they're going to be like, this is what happens for, you know, leaving us. And like, they're going to make a statement against the Rams.
Yeah. Because they specifically traded him for the quarterback that's for the Rams right now. So they traded Jared Goff for Matthew Stafford. So, you know, of course, Jared Goff is going to be feeling some kind of way.
Yeah.
They traded him in a few picks and some players, I think, for Matthew Stafford. And now, you know, it's like, he's doing something that Matthew Stafford hasn't done.
And that's
when the NFC North and a playoff game. I'm not sure if Matthew Stafford has won a playoff game with them, but I know they haven't won the NFC North.
So, yeah, it's the Lions. And then there's the Texans. Who they beat? They beat somebody. I forgot.
The Cleveland Browns. They destroyed them. I mean, man.
This one's very interesting. This playoffs is really.
Yeah. So, I'm actually rooting for the Lions now to try to go all the way, because that's what I'm going to root for.
Yeah. Dude, wouldn't it be crazy? Wait, is Texan NFC or AFC?
AFC.
And Lions are.
NFC.
It'd be crazy for Texans versus the Lions. You'd be like, who would have seen this lineup? Either way, someone's going to win a Super Bowl for a long time.
And it's funny that two of some of the worst franchises in football history go to the Super Bowl this year. Oh, that would be interesting. I'm pretty sure whoever had made that bet on the money line, I'm pretty sure they is like really hoping that, because they're gonna win a lot of money. Because nobody thought that these two teams. Hey, I might have to put $5 on it just to increase it, get a chance.
It's like, you know, it's either way, whoever wins is gonna make history.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Chiefs and the Eagles. You know, they're trying to go after it. Yeah. The Ravens, which is, oh man.
Yeah, the Ravens are the favorite. I think I always had it as the Ravens and 49ers from the beginning.
Yeah, they're trying to do that. They're trying to do that. But I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting. I mean, this I don't know. I mean, Ravens and 49ers had their bye game, so they'll be back. And I think what's today, like, going on right now?
Eagles and the Buccaneers. So Buccaneers are winning.
The Buccaneers are winning?
Yep, 13-3. So, I'm rooting for the Bucs to win this game.
If the Bucs win, then. And they don't have Tom Brady. Tom Brady is done, right?
Yep, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be interesting. Okay. Yeah. The division round is going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting, division round. But, man, that's just, I mean, yeah, the wild card and stuff. And then you heard about this whole, Blurdock, I'm just going to say this. I can't stand XFL. Just can't. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, I mean another failed.
Merging. They're merging with USFL, and now they're calling themselves UFL, and I'm like, stop with this dropping team, adding and doing it. You're starting all over again. It's like, I'm like, what are you guys? You're a joke now. I mean, XFL the first time. Oh wow, first time make it a thing. Yep. Okay, flat. Okay, doesn't matter. XFL coming back. Oh, second and 10, and I'm kind of ready because a lot of people were tired of the NFL. They picked a perfect time because everyone was tired of the NFL. I think something was going on. What was going on? Something was going on where everyone was excited for the XFL. They were really excited. And then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And then XFL was bought by The Rock. And he was like, all right, we're getting pumped. And I'm like, third time, I'll watch or see. I'm an eye out.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, all right, we merge and we're about to do this. And I'm like, I'm done. I'm just done.
Yeah. I don't even think the XFL was happening during the pandemic. That was another league. That was another football league because the XFL wouldn't happen.
Oh, no.
American Football League or something like that?
No, it was, they were doing it at the same time because XFL, AAL or AAFL or whatever they were, they completed their season. XFL didn't. They had to stop. They were like, they didn't have a championship or none of that stuff. They stopped.
Oh, okay.
It was like the sixth or seventh, something week, because I was keeping track of it. But they stopped because that's the one where pretty much after the Super Bowl, you know, they were still going with like Major League Baseball. I don't know who started it, but it was either Major League Baseball or NBA where they're like, we cancel all games. And then it was a domino effect. It was just a domino effect going down during that whole COVID thing. It was an NBA, because of Ruby.
Oh, yeah.
Ruby, or who? It was someone who caused, because he caught COVID, and then NBA shut down, and Major League Baseball shut down, hockey shut down, and then the XFL shut down, and, well, after that, XFL shut down, and they went bankrupt.
I completely didn't even know that XFL was even going.
Yeah, it was COVID. Going. Because it was like in February they started, and then that whole March thing happened, and they just cut off. They didn't complete a season. The only season they completed was back in 2021 and 2022, whenever The Rock bought it, because they had a full season. They completed
February. They returned to play in February 18, 2023.
Because also, I was watching wrestling at the time still, the same time as the XFL. And when he had to cut that all off where it was shut down, that's when Vince came out. I was like, I'm just done with this. I'm done. Just forget this. He was literally done because that XFL was such a big investment. And it just stopped because they were like, XFL coming back, 2020 coming back, woo, woo, woo. And then after the whole COVID pandemic hit, Vince was pissed. He was hot. He just hated everything. He hated wrestling. He hated just everything because he lost hella money. Because I think he invested $500 million in that and only sold it to The Rock to $15 million. And I was like, whoa, that's cheap. That is cheap.
Yeah, 15 mil.
That is cheap. $15 million for $500 million. That's a lot less money than $500 million. That is something. And then now they're doing some new thing with UFL, and I'm like, this is gonna suck again.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, you bought a whole football league for $15 million. I'm not going to have a lot of faith in it.
So, I thought he was going to build it up or do something. I thought because he was like, he's the Rock. And so I thought he's going to pump out the crowd. Apparently, he just suck at it.
that's many, many failed. That's one of many failed properties that the Rockers have been having lately.
I mean, Jumanji was all right. I didn't care.
I mean, Jumanji was good, but after that, like once Black Adam came about, once he stepped away from Fast and Furious and did his own Hobbs and Shaw, I was like, okay, that was okay, but then it started going downhill because the thing that ended up, I used to love The Rock. I still like him, but I don't love him like I used to because he considered himself the box office Viagra. And I was just
like, dude, Hollywood is really bad right now, man. What is going on? But continue what you're saying about The Rock.
But he was I was saying that he was getting a little bit too cocky, and it was like, oh, you know, Black Adam is going to be, I want Black Adam to be a standalone film. I don't want him to be, you know, a co-star into Shazam, which should have happened. And then once that happened, it just went downhill for him. Every movie that he started putting out, nothing. He did Jungle Cruise. He did, you know, the Black Adam. He did, and then other stuff that he was trying to come out with. You know, the company was like, "Nah, we ain't gonna do it now because you're no longer the box office, you know, Viagra like you said you were."
One thing I want to say something, because remember how I told you about, you told me that Kraven the Hunter trailer came out?
Yep.
So another thing just happened to me that said that it was out already. I knew it was coming out, but it was already out and I was like a week late. Echo. Did you see Echo yet?
I didn't watch it yet and I'm going to watch it, but
all episodes are out.
All five episodes out. Yeah. And I had the intention of watching it like as soon as it came out last week. Last week I had the intention. I just never got around to it. But I'm kind of seeing the reviews of it. I'm here seeing the reviews of it, and I'm like, man, I had some hope, but now I don't think I have hope for this.
What's going on, Blardock? What is going on with Hollywood? Hollywood is It's not what it is, what it used to be. No, I think it's with all these leaking stuff, all these exposure, everything revealed, all these allegation, all these other stuff that's true and, you know, stuff. It's just, and like the strike and stuff, and they're trying to get back, and it's just,
And also the catering to, you know, the smaller group of people that would get offended by stuff. It's like, we can't do stuff like we
used to. It's like, it's just a shutdown, because I'm like, I was trying to figure out like what's good in the movie theaters, and I was like, it's nothing. I was like, what the? It's just I don't know why. I don't have the, you know, I don't know why. It's just what is out there, like what's in the movies? Like, what's the last time you've been into the movies? I mean, you saw something, but
the last movie I saw was Napoleon.
Yeah.
And now I may have to end up canceling my AMC.
That's what I was about to say.
I have no interest in going to the movies now.
What's happening? I'm just
wasting $20 a month for nothing.
That's why I was like, what's going on? There used to be like movie, at least if it's not a good movie, it's actually a movie to watch. You know, just to, okay, I'm going to go and see this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's going on right now where I had a look and I was like, none of this seems interesting. I mean, are you going to try to see that movie where it's that girl who writes a novel and then all of a sudden she's predicting everything? I mean, that's the only movie that's...
I know. I want to watch that. And I'm not sure if I will go to the theater and watch it. That's the thing. I want to watch that movie. It looked interesting. So I think I think it's called Argyle. I think the movie is called Argyle. But I think me and my wife, I think we're gonna go watch that. We were interested in watching that movie, but we don't know.
Uh huh. Yeah, it's just it's
yeah. And I forgot Wonka came out too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that came out. And The Beekeeper, something that, you know, watching, looking at the trailer, Jason Statham, I didn't even know that came out already. Man, I forgot.
And Aquaman, you know about, oh, yeah. And you know, and you watch a movie, and you the one that be like, oh, this, or something. It's just, something is up, man.
Yeah, and then I mean, the Iron Claw. Me and my wife talked about we wanted to go see that, but we didn't even watch that. That's about the I can't remember the family's name, but the wrestling family.
Oh man, I don't know what's going on, man.
Dude,
2024 is on a hard like reset. Oh, and then I had to look at so I was watching this commercial for Olympics 2024. They were showing it. They were like dum 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 swimming, gymnastics, dum 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 dum. And then all of a sudden I saw someone breakdance and I was like, no. Right? And so I go and I type it in Google like break dancing, and then it autofilled to Olympics, and I said no. And then when I clicked on it, it showed it right there of Paris 2024 Olympics introducing breaking, and I said no.
What?
Yes, search it. Breaking in Olympics. Break dancing has entered the Olympics.
My God. Why?
Because something told me when I saw the commercial firsthand, I saw someone breakdance and I was like, oh, maybe that's just for the commercial. But then I'm like, no, Tyler, be smart. You know why. And I'm like, no, I have to be wrong. I want to be wrong. Google autofill, breakdancing Olympics. And I'm like, no, this has to be a joke. And go to the website, introducing breakdancing for 2024. And I said, where's the sport in this? This is like, what, Dancing with the Stars going to enter the Olympics now? Like, what? I sent it to my friends, and they were like, ratings. And I was like, it's that bad. People are just not interested in the Olympics no more now. It's like,
wow. Breakdance? Like, come on now.
Yeah, breakdancing. It's like, look, Bex. Bex. Hello, Bex.
Hello.
Okay, Bex, I want to ask this question. How did you feel about breakdancing in the Olympics?
I didn't know they were breakdancing in the Olympics.
I just said, how do you feel about breakdancing in the Olympics?
I think dancing should be a sport, considered a sport.
Oh my God, blood dog, I can't. We already
started. Why are you a great dancer hater?
Blood dog. Why are you hating on break
dance? We don't need it. We don't need break dancing. But then again, there's a whole bunch of other sports that are in that Olympics that we don't even watch or even know it exists. So I guess, you know, if it's going to be in there, I mean, it's going to be one of the things I'm probably going to end up missing anyway.
All I have to say is this. Look, I'm just going to say this.
Oh, here we go.
We do not need breakdancing in the Olympics. No, just like we don't. Just like we do not need skateboarding in the Olympics. We have the X game, which was better and more entertaining.
Yes.
And there was a motorcycle. We all knew the motorcycle was the last day.
Motocross.
Yeah, motocross. Yes.
I like the break dancing. I think that's cool. I like dancing, though. I like watching dance shows.
Blur Dog, I forgot. This is on my part. Of course, Blur Dog. Of course, Bex will be for it.
But I'm all about the dancing because maybe they'll open it up to like old types of dancing. That'd be pretty cool. Well, from the stuff they're doing, they're going to be like top-notch breakdancers that it's going to be moves that you won't even like often see. It's going to be so rare to see because it's the best of the best.
That's why we have Jabberwockies. We already seen the best of the best.
So I'm wondering if they're going to compete in them.
I was supposed to say that.
You're going to see around the world, like America versus Japan. That'd be cool.
But breaking, though, I mean, I don't know what the, I mean, what they're going to do is spin on their head, how long they can do it for. Have a new record for the longest head spin in the history of the Olympics.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's the only thing I can think of, because it's like,
he's going just a full minute on that head spin. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Don't get him started right now. Can't touch this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Bex, you can cover that. Cover the breakdancing of 2024.
I'll watch it. I don't mind watching it.
All right. Well, welcome to the Two Half Podcast. And we're still evaluating Two Half Podcasts. We have Bex here finally, so it's time to ask you all these questions about Two Halves Podcasts. Are you ready, Bex?
I was born ready.
Okay, first question. Okay, I'm trying to keep a straight face, and we gotta end this at 6:50. But okay, Bex, what have you feel or felt that you accomplished in Two Half Podcasts?
Well, I feel like I got the experience of talking about topics that I usually wouldn't like look into, mm-hmm. or have that much knowledge, and then I mm-hmm. also get to, sorry, my dog just slammed into my desk.
Oh, ouch.
And then also building a rapport with you two.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I forgot what I said. I'm pretty sure I don't know what you said, Blurdog.
Yeah, I can't remember what I said.
All right. The next question: do you feel that Two Half Podcasts fulfilled your, you know, human need?
Human need? What?
Yeah, I don't even remember that question.
I mean, yes, you do.
I don't know.
I asked you. I said, "Do you have podcasts?
My human need,
like your human needs, like you know,
to socialize."
Yeah, I guess so. Did you get what you need out of Two Half Podcasts?
Oh, that's a very interesting worded question. I was like, my human need.
Maybe you needed something for your human needs.
Or oh my gosh. Well, I do feel like Two Half Podcasts. I feel like we did have some really good times and we really do bounce off each other. So socially, like socializing, yes. I would say we socialize very well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess yes.
Does it?
Okay. The human need part was very interesting.
How about the environment? How did you feel, you know?
The director's hostel.
Wow. Right there, Blurdog. I knew that was going to be a... Wow. And I take that. I take it.
I'm just kidding. The condition.
No. You got to stand by it. Hostel.
Oh my gosh.
You're right.
It's just a joke. If I wasn't laughing, then you could write it down. No, I don't think there's anything to complain about. Do you go on your tangents? Yes, but we've accepted you for you.
Do you feel like you're motivated in Two Half Podcasts?
I feel like I'm motivated? Well, this is a lot of touchy-feely, huh?
I act but like this. He answered all of them.
Yeah, it's very touchy feely. Okay.
Wait, that's your motivation? You felt like you were touchy feely?
No, I'm saying your questions are very touchy feely. Like, I have to think with feelings. I like to have podcasts has motivated. Me to be like very like it's practically like a for podcasts, like to do like podcasting, I never thought I would. So it has taught me a lot, and then you have shown us a lot as well. And then we have to do those scripts that you do, the AI generated, that are horrible. So yeah.
Thank you.
I say that. I would say like just getting like the experience is a huge motivation, and like keeping the rapport, because it's three strangers that never met each other have a podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was. Yeah. It's very motivating to see like how everyone's like really like meshes well.
Okay.
And we all have different opinions. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't. Like the Ant-Man, the last movie.
I knew that was going to
do it. Yep.
Speaking of opinions, do you feel that you have the freedom of expressing your opinions?
Yes. I feel like we have unlimited freedom here.
Oh, that's good.
I feel like we do.
Okay. I don't know how I word it to Blurdock for this one, but do you think you reached any goals that you had for this podcast? Like, did you have any goals, or do you think some goals was accomplished in To Have Podcast for the last year?
I think us hosting was a night. I never had, to be honest, I never set goals for the podcast. I guess I should have been added to my vision board.
I knew she was going to get a diamond. She's going to be like, yeah, I'll stab you. I'll stab you. I'll let you all reel all the holes.
But I would say, like, hosting was a really cool, like, I never had hosting as a goal, but it was fun to, like, host how we did those months of hosting. Okay. But technically, I never was like, oh, you know, for Two Hot Podcasts, this is my goal for the year. I've never done that for the podcast. I've done that with every other aspect of my life.
You know what I heard? No, this is nothing. This is the least in my concern.
Oh my gosh. It's fun, though. It's very fun. I just didn't add it on my vision board. But I did put streaming on my vision board, so I guess this is technically a stream.
Yeah.
See? So you made the vision board this year.
Okay, well then, this next question I'm about to ask you, during the whole year, did you feel like you grew? Like, did you feel like you, like there was some growth in you, in the podcast?
Growth?
Huh?
What was the question again?
Did you feel any growth in the podcast? Like, you know, how you started off first until like now. Did you feel like you grew?
I think so. I think there's been a lot of growth. I think that the topics have been more diverse. I feel like we had to like spread out because the comics died. Pretty much.
Yeah, it kind of did. It just died.
And then with the Marvel and DC like revamping themselves, like it took a huge hit on our content. But you did like start branching out to the news and other stuff. So I feel like it has grown overall.
Okay. Management support. Do you feel like you're supported in in the Two Hat
podcast? Oh, absolutely not. I'm just kidding.
But there's your answer.
That's it.
Before you with heavy reminders, like for all our viewers out there, he legit texts me, "Hey, we have a topic.
Yes. Yep.
Hey, yeah. Here's our topic. Hey, I haven't got an answer for you. I'm gonna keep texting you." I'm like, okay.
You know, you can just respond and be like, "I can't make it," and okay.
Oh man!
Oh, don't even miss it, because then you get a mouthful. It's not even worth it. It's like work.
That's what we had talked about when you asked me that question. I was like, yeah, in the beginning, you know, and I don't even know if the question came up yet, but I think one of the questions will come up about him, about how you feel about the
Don't worry, she'll answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like you have a purpose in to have podcasts, or is there some challenges you come across? Do you feel respected in to have podcasts?
that's a question right there.
Podcast respects me. Yes, I feel like we all respect each other. Do we kind of banter and like bash each other? Yes.
Oh man.
Sarcasm does reign in here.
Do you feel like you have a purpose in here?
Do I have a purpose? Yes, I feel like I feel like I have a purpose. Like I feel like I am more a comedy relief.
Okay.
So.
Let me try to get back. Okay. Do you feel like, you know, to have podcasts, you know, is organized? Do you feel like you're valued in to have podcasts?
Oh my goodness. This is definitely HR questions. What happened to us?
It's a year in review. You said what?
You made me torture with all these questions.
Blurdog had to go through it. I had to go through it.
Oh my goodness.
It's a year in review of Two Hat Podcast. I mean, we've been here for a whole year. Like, I wanted to reach 52 episodes, but I wasn't able to. But we reached 43 episodes. But I wanted to do a whole year in review. So, Bex, do you feel valued in Two Hat Podcast?
Yes. I feel valued. He told me to say that, by the way, guys. I'm just kidding. He typed it in the comments.
Oh, man.
What's our next HR question?
Do you feel like you develop a strong, you know, relationship with the, you know, like, do you feel like you belong into a podcast?
Of course I belong. That's I'm cool. Here for diversity.
Why am I laughing? This is horrible.
Yes, I feel like I belong.
Do you feel like you're recognized for the stuff you do? Do you feel like you're recognized for the what? What'd you say?
What stuff do I do? I'm honestly, I just talk. That's all I do.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're recognized? Like, you know, recognition. You know, in Two Hat Podcasts. Do you feel it, or are you just?
I don't feel like we. But I get, yes.
This is Rebecca. It's just like,
oh man, know. Now she's feeling the pressure.
Feeling a lot of pressure. Me and Blurda, when we went through it was just like, Bex is like, where is this all coming from?
Wait, our question the interview.
I just got something off of work day and just like, maybe this is some good question to ask. It with me and Blurda, it went smooth. I didn't know it was gonna.
Yes, you were smooth.
Are you saying I'm difficult?
No.
Wow. See, let me take all my answers now.
This is all important stuff. You know, we just want to know, do you feel recognized? You know, do you feel like, you know, we're.
How do you feel about the company? That's what it was.
Yeah, Two Hat Podcast, you know. We just want to know if you're doing all right. Do you feel like, the next question, do you feel like you're rewarded? You know, do you feel like you are, do you feel like you're rewarded? Bex.
Okay, what's the next question?
The next question is, do you feel rewarded every time you come to Two Hat Podcast? Do you feel like you get a reward?
Well, I feel like a reward. What? We're on the reward system now? What do we get?
Your own reward, yep. Like satisfaction.
You feel satisfied. You mean my internal compass? Like, is it rewarding to be here? Wink, wink. Of course it is.
What? Blurdog, I'm dying. I'm literally leaking blood. I'm
supposed to say yes.
I'm leaking like a lot of blood. It's like she's like, don't worry, I got your back. Yeah, I'm doing fine. And I'm like, I'm dying.
Yeah. Clearly see. It's not hostile. Wink, wink. Great place to work at. Anyone would want to be here. Wink, wink.
Yeah, speaking of hostile, I did mention that, you know, in the beginning, there was a lot of growth from the director. Because he attacked you a lot. And then he, you know,
it gradually... was just a hostile environment at that time. But I'm okay. I feel rewarded.
Yes.
Oh man. I think... Oh, man.
Are you okay?
No.
Oh, do you feel the
I, you know, wow. Do you feel that, you know, communication in the podcast? Do you think there's, you know, communication regarding like anything? Like,
yeah, I feel like our communication's good. You send us the link in the email. You send like every, you text. Yeah, I feel like that communication is good.
All right. It was a. I think we're almost there, Bloodhawk. are you able to manage the workload of, you know, I guess looking at the articles and stuff like that, reading them and stuff? Is it too much, or is it too less, or is it just right? Bex.
Oh. Mic went out.
I think she just muted.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you saying? Sorry, one of my family members came to the house.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, I was just saying.
That's when my dogs are barking.
Oh. Well, I was just saying, do you feel like the workload is good, less, or, you know, just right with all the, you know, the articles I sent you? Like, is it?
Yeah, I don't feel like it's overwhelming.
Okay.
I don't feel like it's overwhelming. I feel like it's very informative, and so that we can speak on the topic, even if we have no previous knowledge.
Okay. Well, that's it. That's the end of the question. Thank you for your evaluation of Two Half Podcast. I'm glad it's...
Thank you!
Yeah. Other than that, I guess we'll get back to... What were we talking about? We're talking about breakdancing and stuff.
Yeah, breaking in Paris. Hope
they open it up to dance battles. That's fun to watch.
Yes.
From around the world. That'd be cool.
Well, okay. Well, it'll be interesting. But I feel like breakdancing should be its own, like, you know, like, it's like Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. Or America's Best Dancing Crew or whatever it was.
Yeah, that. Have you ever seen that, Bex?
Yes, I have seen Dancing with the Stars, and then I've also seen, I liked So You Think You Could Dance.
Yeah, that's the other one. Yeah, So You Think You Could Dance.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, because it's all the different genres of dancing, and then they're actually learning classical dances and different genres. Like, they hop from genre to genre of dance. That was cool.
Yeah, that was good stuff like that. But other than that, Bex, how was your Christmas?
Oh, my Christmas was well. I had my brother come from Florida with his family. My brothers, all three of them, came from Las Vegas. And then my brother from Germany came from Germany.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, that's good. Wow, big family.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you... Okay. Oh, yes.
Oh, I was gonna say, speaking, I was thinking about like the whole Christmas stuff and like the holidays. Are you guys are you guys following the Stanley Cup thing?
No.
Stanley Cup, no. Hockey?
Of how all these people are like standing in line and are fighting each other for these dumb cups.
Oh, I heard about that. I heard about the Stanley Cup. No, I've heard about it, but no. I don't know. I mean, yeah, they were fighting for this Stanley Cup. I don't know what it was. I didn't really read too much into it. I just saw the headline and just skipped through it.
Yeah, I just can't believe. Sorry, I was just like, these cup collectors are kind of changing the world. One cup at a time.
What? Are they collecting cups? This is, you mean actual cup? I thought you were talking about hockey. What?
No. Stanley cups. Like, they had a Starbucks Stanley cup. People are selling them for like $600 online because they're limited edition.
What?
For a dumb thermal cup.
Wow. That's, wow.
I mean, yeah, I was just thinking about that.
I only remember back in the day with wrestling when 7-Eleven had their own special cups and it had the wrestler on it. He could collect them all. That's the only thing I know about collecting cups. But that's
the only thing I remember from collecting cups is the McDonald's cups, the McDonald's mugs, glass mugs, just kids that we had. Yeah, that's great. Good kids and glass.
That's old. Yes. That's wow.
That is very old.
Wow.
I specifically remember the Batman movie cups. So the Penguin, the Riddler. I think it was Batman Forever. You know, the Riddler, Two-Face, Batman, and I believe it was, don't remember who the other people were, but I remember it was at least them three for Batman. I think it was Owen Robin. So I remember those cups.
Yeah, collectibles. They're
collectibles. They're collecting, what's it called? They're collecting the Starbucks cups. I thought it was about these Stanley cups are getting worse.
Yeah.
Do you have a Stanley cup, Bex?
No, I wouldn't waste my $50 on a Stanley cup.
$50? I thought they were like $10 or something.
Nope. No, what? They're $50. They're like $45 with tax.
$45 with tax?
Yes.
That's highway robbery. I mean, that's worse than the bag of chips that's $10.99.
What chips are $10.99? Oh, speaking of food, the groceries are ridiculous.
Yeah. Groceries are $85 for 20 things. They used to be $50. What happened? Where did the $25 come from? I try to buy.
It's bad.
Oh, I learned how to make gumbo. So that was really good for me during Christmas. Why does this tie in? Because it costs too much money for all the meats. I mean, crab was expensive.
Yes.
Shrimp was expensive. Mm-hmm. Hot links were expensive.
Yep.
Chicken was expensive. All these meat and even the vegetables and stuff. It was like, it all came out to like, again, $80. And I said, just for gumbo? What are you talking about? I thought gumbo.
Like to make or to buy?
I guess, well, buying the ingredients. Yeah, to buy. Because it's just so much. I mean, because gumbo, you have to have a lot of, ingredients. I mean, but I don't know. Bex, have you made gumbo before?
No, I've never made gumbo. But I did notice that it's cheaper to buy, to make your food than fast food. Fast food's going ridiculously up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. You know, you go to McDonald's, they'd be like $15.99. What?
What? I just bought a burger and fries. A whole meal would be like $15. That's crazy.
Yeah, money.
Yeah, I went to Subway, bought a meal, and then I bought like a wrap for myself. It came out to 32 something. I was like,
what?
Oh, heck
no. Wow. Get out of here. Hold up.
Wow.
What?
That's crazy.
That's crazy even for me.
Yeah.
Oh, and they charge when they toast your bread. They charge. No, it's true. It's true. I thought it was a lie. I thought it was a lie. They charge you extra for toasting.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. Oh, they said because it's fresh deli meat. I said, I don't care what kind of deli meat it is. This is ridiculous. I'm only used to it.
That is wild.
Yeah, thank you,
Pop. That's true.
Look that up and find that. That's wild. Charging for toasting? Man. Yep.
You better take my sandwich out the oven. You better toast that, bro.
Man. No, I'll save a few dollars and I'll just toast it at home. That's crazy.
I'm
joking. Just don't get your bread toasted.
Because I was telling them, I was like talking to someone, and they was like, you know they charge you for toast. And I was like, no, they don't. Yeah, they do. You got to check your receipt. And I was like, charging for toast. And they charged me toast. And I said, well, I'll be, what?
Wow.
They said, like, now, I told them, like, I couldn't find, like, at the beginning, I was like, I can't find where it is on a toast on a receipt, but they was like, they do an undercharge or something crazy, but they charge you for toast. And I said, if they told me, like, do you want us to toast your bread for extra, I'll be like, I'll deal with the bread as is. Don't be trying to toast and charge me to toast my bread.
I didn't know that. I guess that's a California thing, so it's only happening in California.
Yeah, California's ripping people up.
That's crazy. Man.
catches you off guard. You think about it, you're like, what? You charge for toast?
I think it's like $1.50 or something like that to charge. I just read that it was $1.50 to charge. They said, check your receipt. They don't tell you. It's just right there in your receipt. You wonder why it's so much. You think it's just a regular tax, but no, it's toasting.
It's too expensive.
That's crazy.
You cook, it's expensive. You buy, it's expensive. You're like, what's going on? Why is prices going up? Will it ever go down? I tell people, I said sooner or later, gas will be $10 a gallon or $20 a gallon.
Oh, we don't
know. You know it's happening. They're getting up there.
How much is your gas up there in Oakland?
$7 a gallon.
Really? Ooh, we're $4.50 for premium down here.
Okay. Well, we're at $3.09 for a regular. Down here.
Wow, Blarda, do you just like rubbing stuff in her face?
No, you can't rub it. There's nothing out there in Arizona.
Yeah. Well, it went up. At one point, it was $5 at one point.
It went down? Bucks.
Yeah, because all the people from California are moving out here now. So now Arizona's starting to become like California now. Everything's on the rise. You think so? Yeah, everything's on the rise. The traffic is getting bad out here. Almost bumper-to-bumper traffic. Not as bad as California, but it's still a lot of traffic. Never used to be traffic when I moved out of here 12 years ago. Well, 13 years ago now.
Dude, I don't understand the Bay Area because everyone is saying, like, everyone's moving out. Everyone's leaving the Bay. Everyone's leaving. And I'm like, but why is there more traffic? I don't understand some equation. I'm missing something in the equation. Why is there more traffic? This doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
How is people moving out and there's more traffic?
Yeah.
How is it down there in LA, Bex, or somewhere near LA? You're somewhere around this.
It was Palm Springs, right?
Yeah, Palm Springs, still no traffic. Only in Coachella. So no traffic down here, guys. No bumper to bumper. No paying for parking.
Do you ever have to go to LA for something?
I just went to LA last week.
Okay, so how was it?
There was... What? How was it? Horrible.
Yeah,
it was... I was just like, man, every time I drive to LA, I'm like, where do all these people come from? And then I'm like, did the paper parking? What? When this has like the highest tax in Southern California, why is there so many people where I can't get a parking spot? Why do I have to park in the boonies and I have to walk all the way down? I was like, in LA, but LA have great food, but I'm in LA. I have to go to LA this weekend too. Lucky me.
That's terrible. Well, now we come to the end, because apparently I have to get off soon.
Yeah.
And it's short. So, any last words, Blurdock?
Oh, yes. Keith, the director found out last week. I'm not sure if you knew this, but I have a dog as well.
Oh, yeah! This guy has a dog! He has a dog this whole year! He has not told us that he had a dog.
What? Wait, you didn't get it?
I've had it for about 6 years.
6 years, Ben.
You never told us.
Yeah.
I feel like you're keeping secrets from us.
And she's been
what is true.
Yeah, and she's been coming to the room with me every single time I do the podcast, and she was
in the room every time. Yeah,
every single podcast, she had been in the room with me. Even my boy, before we had to put him down, but even my boy, they would both be in the room with me, laying down, being quiet, and like, sleeping.
You feel like you're living a double life from us.
I was shocked. He mentioned it. He said, oh, yeah, my dog. And yeah. I was like, hey, you have a dog? He's like, yeah. Or, 6 years or something. And I was like, you had it this whole time? Beck's been talking about her dog.
She's a border collie German shepherd. Yeah, she's a border collie German shepherd mix, so she's more border collie size.
That was something like this year, just discovering that Blurdock has a dog. Yeah.
Only because you heard her in the crate. You just heard the background. You was like, what is that noise? And I thought, oh, that's my dog in the crate. Oh,
yeah.
Wait, hold on. You had a dog?
Bex, you need to listen to the podcast where he says that. Like, oh, yeah, my dog. And I was like, you have a dog? this whole time?
Yep. Yeah, I feel like we've been deceived.
Well, she's been quiet this whole time and she ain't really bothered me. She just follows me around the house. You know, as of now, she's just laying down, sleeping.
I felt like I don't know him no more.
I feel like he lives a double life, like I said.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And he went a whole year not saying nothing. That means Blurdock can keep a secret. Yeah. Anything, it won't slip out.
Yeah. We could definitely do crimes together, Blurdock.
Yeah, my lips are sealed.
Wow, that was a big discovery for 2024. That was a big discovery, man. Yeah. Any last words, Bex?
I feel like I don't know Blurdock anymore. No, everyone have a great week. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so whoop whoop, and everyone have a great week.
I wish I had more to say, but I really have to get off. So thank you for watching this 2 Hour podcast. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace out.
Bye.